831. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. There is a lot to talk about tonight. Pretty big financial news. We haven't really talked about the financial situation in this country in at least a few weeks, I don't think, to an extent on this program. And where do we start? How about the big bank news today? Did you guys catch wind about Bank of America?
Yeah, Bank of America is now going to be owned, I think the largest stockholder at 6% is the United States government. So it's Bank of America.
The Bank of the United States of America.
Well, when Bank of America started absorbing all these other banks, including Merrill Lynch, that was a really big one. I remember thinking to myself, the Bank of America is about to become the Bank of America.
It sure is. The story is from the International Herald Tribune at IHT.com, where apparently the losses that they incurred as a result of pulling in Merrill Lynch resulted in them going back to the government trough for another $20 billion in a capital injection, as the story calls it. And apparently they'll be absorbing as much as $98.2 billion in losses on what they call toxic assets. The bank had been pressing the government for help after it was surprised to learn that Merrill would be taking a fourth quarter write-down of $15 to $20 billion. And the Second Lifeline brings the government's total stake in Bank of America to $45 billion and makes it the bank's largest shareholder with a stake of approximately 6%. And that's where it's starting, right? I mean, who's to say they won't need another injection in another 6 months, and then the share could go up to 20% and then 40%.
If I can get go to the government for a cash injection, I'm going to need it a lot.
Yeah. And it's not just going to be Bank of America. How long is it going to be until Ford and Chrysler are back at the federal government looking for more?
It's funny because the first thing people are going to say, and these big top executives in their golden parachutes, they absolutely have a legitimate claim on these executives in their golden parachutes now because, well, it's owned by the government.
Yeah.
And that's going to really bother other companies where the executives are getting, have golden parachutes because then the public feels that they're that much more, that there's a bank and I have an opinion and my opinion counts. And it does count in the ones where the government, supposedly of the people, has a stake, but it doesn't count in the rest of them.
Well, now you can still, your opinion should count as a customer. I mean, if as a customer you believe the business you're doing business with is being run in a way that you don't agree with, you absolutely have the right to speak your mind to that business and say,
people don't differentiate in that manner.
I understand they don't, but I'm telling you that it would be all right for
someone
to do that.
It's fine for them to have an opinion, and it's fine for the company to listen to it or not.
Right. You can write a letter to Reebok and say, hey, you need to stop making your shoes in sweatshops and pay your executives $100,000 a year, and they'll either do what you're suggesting or they'll say thank you very much for your suggestion and not do anything about it.
You can buy British Knights or whatever.
Yeah. So there's the news. I mean, and it's pretty big news. And it's something that I think we said was going to be happening, that as these bailouts continued, you'd start to see more government regulations over these industries and outright government ownership. I mean, this is bank nationalization happening right here in the so-called land of the free.
Yeah, we're not going to have other choices for banks, is the feeling I'm getting. There's just going to be a government bank, and they will have that much more of visibility over every little transaction that happens. So, you won't be able to, have any choice in the matter.
It's close to that anyway. I mean, the fact is that the banks really are franchises of the central bank, and
that's
the central
true.
Bank is essentially the government bank.
Because you pretty much can't operate a bank, or you certainly can't call your business a bank, unless you have ties with the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which is it's a federal government program. So
a pointless one, too.
Well, the whole system is just it's just an absolute mess. It needs to be changed, but will it be changed anytime soon? Probably not. I don't think that. I mean, even though Ron Paul's up there pounding away and saying what should be done, and nobody's listening to him, they're going to keep just throwing money out of these printing presses and right into the hands of these big corporations and these banks and the bankers until the day it all finally comes crumbling down. And hopefully, by whatever that date is, And we all know it's coming. Just the question is when. Will it be this year or will it be 15 years from now? There's no real way to know for sure. But hopefully by that time, some brilliant, liberty-oriented entrepreneur with the courage and the capital will be able to start up a private bank, start up some sort of private warehouse bank where we can take our Federal Reserve notes, convert them into real value like gold or silver or platinum or rhodium or something like that, and actually have it kept safe from the number one threat to those hard metals, and that is the U.S. federal government. I'm not concerned about a band of highway brigands getting their hands on my gold. I'm concerned about the feds getting their hands on it.
It's happened before. I mean, they've literally gone into people's safe deposit boxes in their homes and taken gold.
That on its own was pretty brash when they've done that, and they did a lot of that, especially back when they confiscated gold back in the 1930s, I believe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the most brash thing they've done, far more than just going into individual safe deposit boxes, was when they went to the Liberty Dollar and just wholesale stole all of their gold, silver, and copper.
Then, you know, they say it was theirs, but the fact is that gold, silver, and copper were owned by Americans that had Liberty Dollars. I have one.
I have a few hundred of them, and now they're pieces of paper with nothing backing them.
Not to mention they took the gold and silver coins and the copper coins that were going out, and they confiscated all those, and those people with their orders, they didn't get them filled.
Yep. So that's been happening, and we can expect to see more of it. So, I mean, it's going to be very difficult for whomever it is that goes down this road, whichever entrepreneur it is or group of entrepreneurs or investors, venture capitalists, that goes down this road of creating an alternate bank, a competing bank that operates completely outside of the government system. I don't even have the beginning fathom of how one would go about doing that. I'm no banker. I don't know the insides of the system. I don't know how you could create checks and interact with the other banks if you're not playing under the same government structure. I don't know. I don't know if it's possible.
I don't know any of those things. I can tell you that it seems like they went after the Liberty Dollar because the Liberty Dollar made the mistake of putting the dollar symbol on their coins. And so that's pieces, I guess they're called. On their pieces,
they do use the dollar symbol, yeah.
Yeah, they use the dollar symbol, and they say that it's, you know, $20 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you could make something else and, you know, convert your money into silver and hold it there, gold or whatever, and hold it in the bank, and then, you know, that amount of silver or gold, and then it could go up or down, and that would be...
And you could transfer it out into FRNs as you needed it or something.
But Eagle tried to do something like that, and then they went after them, too. So it's not the easiest thing in the world.
Right. They've gone after PayPal, which was actually founded originally by a liberty-minded guy. He's since sold it once the federal government started really cracking down hard on him, and now PayPal's in the system, and as you're saying, they attacked eGold as well, and so this is not an easy thing to do, but whomever ends up doing it, man, I hope it works out for them, because it
My
is
first
so
recommendation
needed.
Is find some little country to run your bank out of, rather than the United States.
Have you heard any more news with Free Lakota Bank?
I've not. I've gotten some press releases from the Free Lakota Nation, but not specifically about what's going on with the bank. I know that they were trying to get investors, and they were trying to get people to buy accounts and buy silver through them. I don't know how successful they were, and I don't know if that's... I'd love to hear from one of our listeners if they had actually gone and purchased some of that stuff, because some people were worried it was a scam. Some people were worried they were going to go and spend all this money on investing in this bank and then have them just, poof, disappear.
Yeah, well, I think that it wasn't actually the Lakota Nation. I'm not sure what they call themselves, but someone said that they actually spell Lakota differently than the Indian tribe. So I don't know.
So suggesting that's more evidence that it's questionable?
Well, it may not have been. Maybe some branched off and they didn't really have. I don't think they had the explicit approval of the Lakota Nation. Something like that. So.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. If you know anything about the Lakota Bank. And, of course, my main concern wasn't whether or not they were scam artists, so that was a good concern. My concern was, how secure are they? How am I going to know the feds aren't going to come in, raid their bank, and then take all my silver? I'd rather have it in my possession, at least where I know where it's being kept, where it's safe. 800-259-9231. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham. author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
In a Time magazine interview, John Grisham was asked why he always rooted for the underdog. He replied, "I was a lawyer for 10 years, a short time, but it molded me into who I am. My clients were little people fighting big corporations, so it was a natural thing to not only represent the little guy, but also to pull for him. In the firm, the little guy was Mitch McDear, trapped between the mafia and the FBI. In The Associate, the little guy is Kyle McAvoy, who grows up in his father's small-town law office, goes to Yale Law School, and just months after graduating, finds that in his new job, he's become a very small fish in a very, very large and dangerous pond."
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGear was in trouble in the firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available January 27th, wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive for free. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Coming up in early March, first weekend in March, we will be at the Nashua, New Hampshire, the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is a very, very nice hotel. We will be there broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum, which is a tremendously successful and popular event that I highly recommend you attend. There were hundreds of people there last year, almost all of them just totally get the Liberty thing. They're activists, many of whom are actually living here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. A number of them are considering moving to New Hampshire. Of course, there are also big-name speakers like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane, and a whole laundry list of other speakers that you're going to want to see if you are paying attention and are involved in the Liberty movement. And if Liberty and the ideas of freedom are new to you, this is still something that you can attend and really meet some great people that can really help kind of introduce you to these things. So head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get more information about the event and get signed up using our discount code, of course, to save yourself 10%, which is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. Saves you 10% when you get signed up for the 2009 Liberty Forum at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So we continue with the financial news here, and it is not good. Number one, the first story, as we told you earlier, Bank of America, now the number one shareholder in that company is the federal government. So as though the feds weren't involved enough in banking in America, now they are actually the primary shareholder in one. I think Bank of America is the biggest bank. Am I mistaken on that?
That's my thought.
I believe Bank of America. Yeah, they have a tremendous amount of outlets, and you used to even have an account there, Mark.
I do.
Right, Mark? You do still?
Yeah.
Are you considering pulling it?
I have been because basically the credit union that I also use doesn't have online banking. They're now trotting that out. So.
Oh, okay, great, great. Because I would do whatever I could to get my money out of the hands of the federal government. I mean, yes, most banks are just going to bend right over for the feds anyway, but it's just the principle of the matter, you know?
I canceled my account with them because I didn't like their service, actually. And
I haven't heard good things about that either.
But then they bought another bank that I was involved with, so...
And that's what you were saying earlier, is it's going to keep going in that direction as other banks, smaller banks, start to kind of have tougher times. Maybe Bank of America, with its federal injections, will be able to step in and buy some more banks and absorb as many as possible.
It just bought Merrill Lynch and then got a federal injection right after that, which is, you know.
It's crazy.
It's nice for them, huh?
Yeah, this is just madness. And, of course, the financial situation is really tough for other businesses that aren't able to get federal injections. Circuit City is going to close its doors. News coming out.
We need a bailout.
Well, it's too late for them, I'm afraid. They are announcing it will be shutting down its remaining 567 stores at the cost of more than 34,000 jobs after failing to sell the business. So they had closed some of their stores and were attempting to go through, I think, bankruptcy proceedings and reorganize or restructure, and it just didn't work out. The closure of the nation's second biggest consumer electronics retailer spells more trouble for the nation's malls and is the latest casualty of an unprecedented pullback in consumer spending that has claimed KB Toys and Linens and Things, among others. There was some other news today that of other companies that are just, you know, shutting down or doing tremendous layoffs. It's very, very sad, said Alan Wurzel, the son of the company founder and himself a former chief executive. He says he feels bad for the people who are employed or until recently were employed. But I feel good because now I'm going to be able to go down and get some closeout deals. So I don't know when that's going to start to occur, but I guess keep your eyes on your local Circuit City for the liquidation sale because it's coming. And I guess it's good news for Best Buy, I suppose. 800-259-9231.
I'm surprised Best Buy didn't buy some of the stores.
It sounds like part of the cycle when you're about to have what we're probably going to experience is a deflationary cycle, relatively brief, before the Fed starts getting more and more intrusive and manipulative, and then that'll be followed by the rapid inflationary cycle.
I think Lou Rockwell had said in one of his recent articles that we are actually already experiencing deflation.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, it's happening in the housing market in spades.
Yes.
And then, of course, it's going to ripple through. So, well, and as these companies go out of business and they're trying to get rid of stock and things like, you know, their supplies, their surplus, and everything.
Right. Retail's a tough job too because you're buying all this product essentially on spec. I mean, you don't really know if you're going to be able to sell that truckload of plasma television sets that you just bought.
Another part of the deflationary cycle is all the money collapsing because we have a lot of the money supply isn't, you know, printed out paper money. Most of it is numbers that just kind of come out of thin air from fractional reserve banking.
In a computer system somewhere.
Yeah. So all the fractional reserve banking plumps up the money supply, and right now that's collapsing because a lot of mortgages are defaulting. So it's causing deflation as well.
So what does this mean for people that are going to lose their jobs? What about all the – because I don't want to sound too callous to those folks out there. This is not an easy situation for them to be in. What does it mean? I mean, when we see the news stories, when you look at the headlines, you see these jobs being axed, these jobs being lost. Even in our own business, Clear Channel, the biggest radio owner in the United States, is going to be going through some restructuring here probably in the next week. Big time, so a lot of people are really concerned about that in our business. So you're seeing all these headlines, jobs being lost, businesses being closed down. And if you look at that and that's all that you see, then you might tell yourself, oh my gosh, this is awful. What is going to happen to all of these people? Well, what would you guys say to those people that might be looking at a pink slip?
I think that you should start putting 10% of your paycheck away for the possibility that it's going to happen. I mean, you know, those are the things you have to be looking at.
I just told a friend tonight, start saving up money for the hard times.
And the other thing that you have to look at is, you know, the fact is, you have to do what it takes to feed your family, clothe your family, and put a roof over your family's head. If you know, the right job doesn't come along, a job will come along. Take that job. I don't care if it's McDonald's. You know, it may be humiliating to put on the uniform of a fast food restaurant to go out to work. However, people like me look at you and say, you're doing what it takes. I'm proud of you.
It's more humiliating to have your house foreclosed on, I think.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, Mark. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with working a job until you can find something that more better suits your talents and your skills, or until you can, strike out on your own as an entrepreneur and go out and create a product or a service for the marketplace that people are going to be wanting. But I'm glad you brought up savings, because it's such an important factor. And a lot of Americans are beginning to realize that, I think. They're coming to understand that, okay, party's over, put away the credit cards, and you've actually got to start spending less than you earn, because a lot of Americans have a real tough time with this.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is what's happening is the market has not been allowed to correct itself over time like it should. The government keeps being intrusive. It keeps saving bad businesses. Right. They stick around when they should have gone away a long time ago, a little bit at a time, and there'd be a little bit of unemployment while the market corrects itself and people go into jobs where that are at healthier companies, that are running themselves better, and right now that's
it would have been no big deal if the government hadn't been getting involved.
Now it's going to happen explosively.
It's all going to happen at once. Everybody's going to be out of a job. They're all going to be competing for the jobs. It could be a very difficult situation, and if you don't have savings to fall back on, you're going to have a real tough time. 800-259-9231. 10% is a pretty good idea. It's, I think, the bare minimum that you need to be saving on every paycheck. More coming up. And if you've got suggestions as to what to do in this situation, we'd love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. The features include updates. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Also, join Dale over on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Two comics, brand new, every single week, one on Wednesday, one on Friday.
Right.
And addressing a variety of topics, but usually from a pro-liberty theme, a voluntarist, anarcho-capitalist theme. And it's good stuff. I highly recommend it. AnarchyInYourHead.com.
Thanks.
What's this week's comic about? What's today's about? I haven't seen it yet.
Poop in his back.
the monkey.
The entrepreneur monkey. Yeah, that happens to be... He's really sophisticated except for throwing his poo.
Yeah.
All right. So you can see that over at anarchyinyourhead.com. And we continue discussing the financial situation here. But first, we go to your phone calls. David in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight, David?
Well, I wanted to mention that deflation, or better termed, the termination of available currency, is constant and is always happening. And the only thing that can stop a deflationary cycle is increasing the amount of outgoing loans to keep circulating currency in supply.
Because once a loan is paid back, that money, the money, which doesn't really exist in the first place, really is taken out of the system.
Correct. And based on the fact that they charge interest on these loans created out of nothing, means that there's always more money owed than is in circulation. So the minute you stop loaning money, which is kind of happening right now, you go into that extreme deflationary period. And I've heard economists mention that the reason we've spent as much on the war, you know, the the $100 tarps and the $500 hammers and toilet seats and such like that, is without this ever-increasing amount of loans to cover the amount of debt that's out there, the money supply would dwindle down to nothing. So they've been staving this off since the end of the Clinton administration by going crazy loaning as much money as they possibly can. And now that the people are not creditworthy or are not going to the banks to make these loans, they're having to take up the slack by producing these bailouts. But what they're doing with the bailouts, it seems, is that the same companies who have participated in this Ponzi scheme, bubble scheme, et cetera, are taking the bailout money and not returning it into the economy, not using it to pay off bad loans or stop foreclosures, et cetera. More or less, they're dumping it into offshore accounts and whatever they want and basically stealing the last little bits of wealth out of the system before it completely collapses.
Yeah, interesting viewpoint, and thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. It is a system that is built on debt. The Federal Reserve notes that you have sitting in your wallet, they're the greenbacks you're used to spending, they're not money. They're just kind of, well, they're notes. They're essentially an IOU, basically, right? I mean, there's nothing backing them except promises, and those promises are empty, so it's really just people believe in them.
Those promises are real in the sense that the government believes that it owns your labor. It's pledging your labor in the future for those notes.
It's really built on threat. I mean, it's you're under threat to accept it as legal currency for whatever debt.
That's what legal tender means. If something is called legal tender, that means that if you don't accept it, then the men with the guns are going to come and force you to accept it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that in and of itself doesn't seem to be a real issue. I have no problem accepting these notes. However, I have a problem with the way that they are done. It's a really crappy system. Right now, I'll take them because that's the money that's out there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot better way to set up a monetary system than, notes built on debt.
Let's continue with your calls. Dave, a different Dave in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I want to comment on something you said earlier this week. I believe the police, when you had that ride-along, were just doing it because you were there.
Wait. What? The police were doing what because I was there?
Doing their job.
Oh, you suggest, okay, what you're referencing is earlier this week, I had said that while I was on a ride-along with the local police, we had video cameras with us, we were interviewing Lieutenant Maxfield here in Keene, New Hampshire, and you're claiming that they were putting on a show?
Probably, I think.
Yes. No. We drove, unless the cops actually went and threw a brick through the front window of the business that was broken into, no, they weren't putting on a show. They really were out doing what they should be doing, and that is looking for real criminals.
There's one other thing. A friend of mine said to ever see a show Cops.
Yeah.
Yes, unfortunately.
And they say that's not a reporter, that's a police officer, because if they're... Say, for instance, man with guns, body on top of the highest building. If there was a reporter in the car, they would leave him a block back and tell him, don't come down this way.
Okay. Yeah. And your point is what?
My point is that the police try to keep the press away from the scene or the public too.
Well, I mean, if there's a guy on a clock tower that's shooting at people, I don't imagine that the police are going to want to be responsible for protecting a cameraman that happens to be with them.
Yeah, I wouldn't actually blame them in that case.
I wouldn't blame them either. Thanks, Dave, for the call. 800-259-9231. I'm not a police hater. I understand why people might get that impression from the show because we talk about corrupt cops.
I'm a police disliker.
I'm somebody who doesn't necessarily trust the police. I'm a little bit scared by the police, but I don't hate them. I feel sorry for them. I wish that they could be out there going after the real bad guys. I wish they could be out there going after rapists and arsonists and murderers and people that hurt other people and people that destroy property. That's what I wish they were out doing. But unfortunately, there's a significant chunk of their time where they are spending it putting kids in jail for having a bag of marijuana, and that really bugs me.
And the reason why I don't feel like I can trust police, even less so than I can trust some other random stranger, is because they are so much less accountable than that random stranger, in the sense that they'll be protected by the system, they can get away with so much more, and because they're a part of a violent monopoly, they are not accountable in the same way that some free enterprise is, in the sense that, you know, they can just take your money for their salaries, so they're secure in that sense. They get away with incredible amounts of abuse because they have people who will back them up and protect them.
I think that, most of them, that a lot of them got into their job. I'd say most of them got into their job for the purpose of doing good, and that they try their best, to do good. I do think that, you know, bad attitudes that day can make for a really bad day for the people that you meet. But I think that the worst part about it is how they're assigned by their superiors. It seems like, you know, there's some unsolved crimes running around, you know, going that have happened in your neighborhood, and they're out giving tickets
for stop sign violations or something like that, right? While there's a murderer on the loose.
I agree. I think they go in there with very good intentions, and they want to do good, and there's noble ideals going into it, but the system as it is, I think it corrupts them, and it's very difficult to avoid that.
And I think there's a lot of evidence for what it is that you're saying. So I don't hate the police. I just want them to be better. I just want them to do the right thing. That's all I'm asking. Do the right thing. Don't hurt innocent, peaceful people and go after the real criminals. Right. That's all I've ever wanted from them.
And because they are a monopoly, there is no competition to the police.
Right. That's all that would have to change is the monopoly thing.
Well, I don't know, but I don't know how that's going to work or anything. But because of that, the only thing that people like you and me are left with is complaining.
Apparently, if you complain too loudly, you get threatened with getting thrown in a jail cell, as I was a few days ago.
That monopoly is at the root of all the corruption and problems in government. I mean, take that that away and it stops being a problem.
That's all. I mean, I have no problem paying for street sweeping or snow plowing or traffic. I don't have a problem being a part of paying for that infrastructure. I don't. But I do have a problem being forced to. So take away the force, take away the monopoly factor, and we've got ourselves a voluntary society. I mean, we're not that many steps away from the voluntary society. More coming up. You can bring up what's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as possible across the country, bringing more internet listeners around the world on board and exposing as many people as we can to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. So the financial situation is a mess. Dale, as you pointed out, the government has been putting off the corrections because they've been meddling in the marketplace for so long that the marketplace has not had an appropriate amount of time to correct itself. And so all of these corrections have been built up and built up. And now we're seeing many of them come essentially come crashing down at this time. And it seems to be getting progressively worse with major retail chains closing up shop. The latest example, Circuit City. Banks being absorbed by the federal government, banks becoming nationalized, car dealers becoming nationalized. I mean, who would have thought, you know, decades ago that this ever would have happened?
It's crazy.
In the land of the free, the country where you're supposed to be able to make or break yourself based on your own mistakes or your own successes, where you are supposed to be able to venture out into using your capital or other people's and take some risks and either make it or not. And if you didn't make it, you were allowed to fail so that someone new could come in and step in and take your place and offer a different product or service to the marketplace. But now it's like, well, if you've been around for just a little while and we consider you important enough, we're going to just keep your business model alive. Your
too
old
big
decrepit,
to fail.
Yeah, your old decrepit dinosaur-like business model, we're just going to keep pumping other people's money into it. And what, you think they're going to somehow all of a sudden come back? You think Ford and Chrysler and these other companies that are getting these cash infusions from the federal government are going to all of a sudden do their business better? They couldn't do their business with their money.
They're going to remain horrible and just get more and more protectionism from the government so that they don't fail, so that people won't lose jobs. And
it's really frightening.
You know, we're basically achieving socialism from a perverted capitalist direction.
Yeah.
You know, where this is a very intrusive government into the realm of business, which isn't at all what capitalism is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be hands off.
It's insane what is going on out there, and I would love to hear your thoughts at 800-259-9231. There's a little more from the Circuit City story. They were looking to sell what remained of their business. They'd shuttered a few stores, and they were trying to reorganize or sell their business. And they had two potential buyers, including a Mexican billionaire who controls a chain of electronics stores down in Latin America. And they were considering keeping as many as 350 stores open or as few as 180, but they couldn't secure, Circuit City couldn't secure the necessary financing or even support from their vendors. According to their chief executive, they said that shutting down is the only possible path for their company. A bankruptcy judge gave final approval to the liquidation Friday afternoon. Some employees were notified they would lose their jobs, and certain stores would begin closeout sales as early as Saturday. That's tomorrow. So, on my list of things to do. Since my childhood, that's where you go to buy electronics, said a 37-year-old Sonia Webb, who was standing outside a store of watching an employee set a television in her car, which you probably get some really good deals on here over the next few days. And she says she usually compared Circuit City, Best Buy, and Sears, but that Circuit City was always her preferred choice. Circuit City said liquidating the store should last through March, after which they will all be closed. The small staff will keep working at the corporate office through that process. So, sad story, and it's not the only story. There are a lot of them about businesses, especially corporations, big corporations, going under, and a lot of people losing their jobs. And I just wanted to wrap things back into the idea of savings, which is what you had talked about a little while back, Mark. The idea of putting, if you aren't already doing this, beginning now, putting at least 10% of your paychecks into some sort of savings account to where you can access it if, you know, the rainy day happens, if you lose your job.
You need a certain amount of money to sort of cover your expenses, maybe for a month, 2 months, something like that. You need some amount of money put away, several thousand dollars put away for that purpose. And you need to, you know, fill that account up as quickly as you can. And then you need to start working on credit card debt, because the percentages that those companies are charging you, it's higher than you're going to be making anywhere.
Although I would have to say, and when the times were really desperate, that would be like the last thing on my list. But generally speaking, is good advice. I mean, your credit cards are going to eat you up.
That's when you don't want to flush your credit score.
Yeah,
once you decide that my credit score is screwed, then, well, you know, maybe that's a time to look at that. But
pay your mortgage before you worry about your credit card bills. But without a doubt, those are the really high interest things. If you know when you feel like you have steady income, those are good to pay off.
Absolutely, and you should also be looking at your expenses. You should, if you don't have a budget, if you're not looking at what's coming in and what's going out, and you're not really taking a close look and analyzing, well, whether you really need to have, you know, the Netflix subscription, or whether you need to be buying beer every single weekend, or
what brand of beer you're buying. And I'm sure Americans are looking at that. But if you've got, like me, a penchant for the more exotic type beers, maybe it's time to, you know, for one, tone down your drinking, because it doesn't really do any good. And two, when you do drink the cheaper beer.
It's not going to help you pay your mortgage, that's for sure.
Or buy the exotic beer and drink one of them, and then, you know, if you're going to drink three beers in that evening, drink one. I don't know. I'm coming up with Guinness off the top of my head, not terribly exotic. But, you know, one Hefeweizen, and then have two beers after, regular beers after that or something.
You know, and when I'm watching what the government's doing right now, bailing out companies, they're constantly inflating the money supply
in
various ways. Yeah, they're trying to. And they're inflating it. It's just not as fast as it's deflating, you know,
right,
essentially.
Right.
And you watch the stuff they're doing, and, you know, you lose faith in the dollar itself. You lose faith in the economy that they're running and things like this. And it makes you, and more and more, I get the feeling that the only way to protect yourself is to work outside of that system as much as you possibly can. And, of course, that they really try
the
to crack down
economy
on that. Yeah. I mean, you know, as much as possible. I mean, I guess there's a lot of things you can do that are, you know, still legal to do that are, you know, sort of working outside the system. But
I highly agree. I mean, anything that you can do business in that doesn't result in the tax man coming along and taking a piece is more money in your pocket. And in tough times, that's what you need to have. You need to have more money available to you so you can get through those, you know, those rainy days, like you're talking about, Mark, having 10% going into savings. And if you're paying off other debt, if you're paying off credit cards or student loans or whatever, you probably should be allocating 20% of your paychecks to that at the very least, whatever you can. And if you're looking at your paychecks and you're saying, well, you guys are saying do 10, 20, 30%, but I can't do that. I've got all these expenses. Well, then you have to start looking at cutting costs in other, yeah, in other areas so you can free up that money. Look at taking on a second job if you don't have one already. Yep. Look at taking on roommates. You know, if you have to, move into a family member's house or bring in some friends that might also be having a tough time. And, you know, live with more people, cutting your bill costs by a half or by thirds.
I guarantee you, as things get worse, people are going to start really changing their view of what is considered acceptable, an acceptable way to live.
Right, so, but yeah. a lot of towns, because of the those darn Mexicans, have passed laws against having roommates and things like that. You can only have a certain amount of adults living in a house. So if you have, there's a couple and then they have a roommate in many, many places, that's outlawed because of our hatred of our little brown brothers.
It's going to get hard to enforce that as more and more people start doing it out of necessity.
Though. Do it anyway is my advice. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's...
You've got to do what it takes. And if that's what it takes, then also look at your habits. Look at your eating habits. Are you going out a lot? Are you still going to restaurants? Are you still, going to fast food a lot? Take a look at how you're spending your money there, because that's one way you can pretty easily cut down. Are you going to Starbucks every single day? You know, that's not a good idea.
Brew the coffee at the house. Yes. Starbucks makes home, if you like Starbucks, and I understand, brew the Starbucks at the house. If you, like eating out, and I understand, eat at places that are cheaper. There's all kinds of things you can do. The first places I would look are those extraneous bills like cell phones that, you know, make sure your plan's set properly, that you're using the right amount of minutes.
How about cable television? How about that one?
Cable television's a great one.
Take the axe to that one. I mean, what do you need it for?
There's no contract.
I remember someone I was dating. It's like the morning, and I was going to make coffee, and that was not acceptable. We had to go to Starbucks.
To Starbucks.
Yes. It was not acceptable for me to make coffee. It had to be Starbucks coffee. And I think I heard that the amount of caffeine in Starbucks is actually really high.
Yes. Is that right?
I don't know.
Yes.
Derailing the topic.
But the price of the cup of coffee is really high. I can tell you that.
Yeah. You're bringing a very good point. Is your addictions cost you, whether it's cigarettes, whether it's alcohol, whether it's coffee, whatever it is.
Or those, cable TV.
They're expensive.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you've got cable television, you could get rid of that. Some people spend $100 a month on cable. Your average broadband connection is only $40 or $50 a month, so you've cut that in half right there. More coming up. That's plenty entertaining for me, at least. Hour two is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The 4-